Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Setting the Record Straight. This is May again, Brenda K. Sanders. I'm back with you this evening, and I am glad that you've tuned in to the program. I definitely thank you for doing so. I do not take it for granted. Here on Setting the Record Straight, I attempt to just tell the truth, I believe I've been around a long time in the area, at least in the area as it pertains to seeking justice as an attorney and even as a judge. You know, you can be a judge and seek justice because you want the truth, you want to get to the truth in a case, and then make sure justice is meted out. Well, let me tell you, this is what I want to talk about tonight. I was just so excited when I was, of course, I'm always searching for a topic here on Setting the Record Straight. But today, let me tell you something. God's word is true. I know you say, wait. This is not seeing clearly in dark times. This is setting the record straight. I know. But let me tell you something. I've often talked about how kindness can go a long way in terms of subduing violence and hostile attitudes. I've practiced it as an attorney for years and even as a judge, and I tell you the truth when I say this. During my tenure as a judge, and I never had an outburst in my court, very small, minor outburst, one time that I can recall. And let me tell you something. It pays to treat people right. Treat people the way you want people to treat you. Love thy neighbor as thyself. And then you say, well, they're criminals. They must have murdered somebody. They carjacked somebody. Treat them just like you would your own family. And let me tell you, spiritually, people don't believe this stuff exists. But even on the very edge of hearing our president cry and probably just frustration as to how to solve the gun problem, I want to say this. the gun problem is not the problem. It is the way we treat one another in society. It is frustration. But I have a good example to back up what I'm talking about today. And that example is the example of the pastor in Melbourne, Brevard County, Florida. Let me tell you something. You can use kind words and subdue an armed man with a gun, ready to rob, kill, shoot. You don't have to use that violence in that shooting. And see, we don't practice it. And when it's coupled with, you know, I don't have time to stop and talk to you, or whatever it is, a spirit of hate or resistance, then you get what you get. You get dead body. And I'm here to talk to you today about what I know is true. This pastor, this armed gunman, he's armed with a BB gun, actually, but a gun looks like a gun, came into the church in the, I said I was going to remember this, the Door Christian Fellowship Church there in Melbourne, Florida, with a BB gun. It looked real. Sat down by this pastor's mother and put the gun to her head and demanded that everyone get on the floor and he was going to take their money. Well, Pastor Snodgrass, to the young man, moved out of the pulpit, came down where he was, continued to talk to him, tried to distract him by calling him another name, and approached the young man, approached him all the way until he actually got a chance to actually strong-arm him and place him up against the wall. And then they were able to, his son came down, and someone had a taser. I don't know what they were doing with a taser. I believe someone had a taser and tased him. And then I believe his son punched him in the head. Well, my point is this. He didn't die during the incident. He did not die. They called the police. He was apprehended and sent to jail as he was supposed to. And so I think it is, goes a long way toward giving us, supplying us with a lesson about hate begets hate. Let me tell you, it does. And we are even charged. I've heard before, I've not read it, but even when you face a wild mad dog, you're told to calm yourself, because that animal can smell fear. Am I right? Yes, yes. That animal can smell fear, and so it makes it more aggressive. And this pastor treated this man with respect, acted calmly, and then the suspect was apprehended alive. And, of course, they stayed and prayed for the young man and forgave him. And by the name, and guess what? This suspect's name was Grace. So grace was on his life, amen, even though he was committing a robbery in the church inside of the house of God. And what happened was they forgave him now. They adhered to the word of God, totally. But the police were called, and he was apprehended and sent to jail and charged as he should be. But that age-old lesson is still there. Try a little tenderness, a little kindness, to see if you can subdue someone sometimes rather than a harsh arrow of a long gun, you know, firing off. We have to be taught. We do too, but not everyone. I say the officers have to be taught patience, have to be taught alternative ways to deal with suspects in very volatile, potentially volatile situations. What would happen? And so we see already, like, think of young Tamir Rice with that play gun on a playground, officers driving up in 2 seconds and firing that young man and killing him, yelling at him, instead of talking calm to the young man so they could determine what was wrong. And so you see, there's a clear remedy here. There's a clear example of following these principles in order to deal with situations. And while you worry about gun control and people killing people and police killing suspects, it is an age-old principle. It's biblical as well, that calmness, tenderness, gentleness helps the subdue volatile situations. Even, you know, I used to have a friend that was a hostage negotiator. And they used to tell me all the stories about, well, in this instance, most of them were prisoners in a prison who were taken hostage and so forth. They would approach the situation in a calm, reserved manner. There was no busting up, shoot 'em up, shoot 'em out situation. It was calm. It was slowly insinuate themselves into the situation until they could determine what the danger was or so forth. Even if they observed and detected that the danger was the person harming themselves, they still took great care before they did anything that would be considered violent or aggressive to preserve that person's life, to quell the violence and the potential of violence, and to bring that person out alive. And so I think we have to get back to those principles as we approach, as we look at the police approach these situations. It's much too aggressive in most situations. It's much too volatile. It's upsetting, it's frustrating, and the screaming and yelling only escalates the situations, I believe. And I know, and I believe that that is against the really most police departments a policy to approach like that in that situation, because it's only going to escalate whatever potential dangerous situations may be there. And so I think there's a snodgrass in Melbourne of Brevard County, Florida. That is a great example of the same situation. And, you know, when you place it alongside the Tamir Rice situation, how different were the results? How different was the approach of each situation? And so I think there's still hope. With the president having tears in his eyes, there's hope. There's hope. We have to get back to, you may not say, I don't think about it. Well, let's get back to some old-fashioned principles that I call them people principles that will go a long way to solving situations like this. And so that is what I want to say today. I think it is something to consider. Maybe those officers that have not been trained maybe need to be trained. And then maybe we can see what happens and see if things will change around the country. Well, that's my broadcast for today. You may go to the link at blogtalkradio.com/settingtherecordstraight2015 if you wish to listen to this episode again or any episode on the show page. You may email me at bks1233@outlook.com. If you have a question or comment, I will certainly be glad to answer via that email communication. Well, thanks again for listening this evening. Have a very, very blessed night, and talk to you next time.